بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب في التقوى. قال تعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاتقوا الله ما استطعتم. We are still in this chapter of taqwa, acquiring what we commonly translate as the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and really it means that a person protects himself, saves himself from all harm in deen. And the harm is that we disobey Allah Ta'ala, we protect ourselves, we don't disobey Allah, and we don't go against the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And opposite to that, taqwa also includes we fulfill the commandments of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The previous chapter was with regard to meditating the presence of Allah, to know that Allah is present all the time. Together with that, what is also required to know the great qudrat and power of Allah. If we disobey Allah, we know, we should know what the consequences can be. Like just a person in this world, if a child disobeys the parents, the child knows it can be punished for that. A person breaks the law, he knows he can be taken to task for that. And the greatest authority is Allah Ta'ala. To break the law of Allah Ta'ala, and also to know that perhaps parents don't come to know all the wrong that we do. Our ustads in the class don't know the wrong we do, but Allah is fully aware of everything. So a person should be very conscious of all that all the time. The first ayat that we read, the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqati. Fear Allah Ta'ala, have that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala as the right of Allah Ta'ala is, as how Allah Ta'ala should be feared. This was very hard on the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum as well. They said that where have we got the ability to fear Allah as Allah is? Allah is watching us all the time. Allah can take us to task for everything. For one wrong look of our eyes, Allah can make us blind. For one wrong step that we take, Allah can make us paralyzed. So we don't have that ability. They were very concerned, and they knew the reality of the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So they were very concerned. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, which was meant already originally, Allah made it easy. And in this ayat then Allah Ta'ala said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ. So fear Allah as best as you can. To your ability you fear Allah Ta'ala. So now Allah has made it very easy. To fear Allah as Allah is to be feared was a very hard command. But Allah made it easy. Fear Allah according to your ability, to the best of your ability. Now man must see that he uses his ability. How much Allah has given us, we shouldn't just give up for small flimsy excuses. Like for example, just at the slightest indication, we close our masajid. And just because of a small fear, we stop coming to the masjid. No, we must carry on to the best of our ability. How much we can do in all matters, we must do. We mustn't become weak and just throw in the towel at just for the flimsiest excuse. We must do how much we can. So yeah, also the command of taqwa. And on taqwa, Allah has promised that He will open a way for you from every difficulty of yours. And also, Allah Ta'ala promises, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يُكَفِّرْ عَنْهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِ. Allah will forgive you your mistakes. Even if you have taqwa, it doesn't mean that you won't make mistakes. You are a human being, you will make mistakes. The beautiful explanation of this, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali gave, like a person is called Ba Wudu, a person that is known that he stays with wudu all the time. But of course, nobody can stay with wudu all the time. We sleep, we have to go toilet, we are human beings. When we sleep, fall asleep, our wudu breaks. We go to toilet, our wudu breaks. We pass wind, our wudu breaks. And that is what every human being. But yet we call a person that this person stays with wudu. The what is it? When his wudu breaks, he makes wudu again. That is what is called staying with wudu. So to be a person of taqwa is not difficult. Being human being, our taqwa will break. We will err. We will make mistakes. But who is it who is called a person, a muttaqi, that when his taqwa breaks, he makes up again. He makes tawbah. Like our wuzu breaks, we make wuzu. And we are called a person who is ba-wuzu. When our taqwa breaks, we make tawbah. And that person is still classified as a muttaqi. Though his taqwa broke also, even he committed major, major sins also. But he made tawbah, he's called a muttaqi again. Immediately he is put the crown of wilayat, of sainthood. Wilayat is put on his head immediately. So Allah Ta'ala says, according to your capability, and everyone has got this capability. When we do make mistakes, make tawbah, sincere, realize, repent, accept we have done wrong. Don't try and justify ourselves. And make tawbah and turn to Allah, we will be regarded as muttaqi. And this person will be raised, a person who makes istighfar regularly, who corrects and repairs his taqwa all the time. That person will be raised with the muttaqeen on the day of Qiyamah. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, this great quality of taqwa to imbibe it. As humans, our taqwa will break, we will make mistakes, but repair it immediately again. Make tawbah, istighfar, and our taqwa will be back on its place, and all the promises which Allah has made, that Allah will forgive our sins also, وَيُعْزِمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. And you just have the degree, the quality of taqwa, and you do the same work, but Allah will make that reward much more greater. A person without taqwa, who commits sins recklessly, and he doesn't make tawbah, he also makes namaz, for example, he makes tilawat also. He gets his reward for that also. And a person of taqwa, who stays with taqwa, he makes namaz also. The reward of his namaz, because of taqwa, is increased tremendously. The reward of his tilawat is increased tremendously. So just have the quality of taqwa, which is possible for all. Shaitan puts it in our mind that where can we be people of taqwa? That is for very great people, that's beyond us. We are not in that league. We are not fit for that. This is all Shaitan's deception. Every person, and when Allah made it so easy, مَسْتَطَعْتُمْ, how much you can. And the practical way also has been shown to us, and Allah reward our buzurgs and our elders who taught us how to practice on deen in a practical, simple way, palatable and enjoyable way. So we just have to adopt that. May Allah give us all tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده.